completely revolutionize the worlds of human thought and action for all times to come. His name was Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon him. And he accomplished all these wonders in the unbelievably short span of 23 years. Muhammad, peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon him, was born in Arabia on 20th August in the year of 570 of the Christian era. And when he died after 63 years, the whole of the Arabian Peninsula had changed from paganism and idol worship to the worship of one God. From tribal quarrels and wars to national solidarity and cohesion. From drunkenness and debauchery to sobriety and piety. From lawlessness and anarchy to disciplined living. From utter moral bankruptcy to the high standards of moral excellence. Human history has never known such a complete transformation of a people or a place before or since. The Encyclopedia Britannica calls him the most successful of all religious personalities of the world. Bernard Shaw said about him that if Muhammad, peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon him, were alive today, he would succeed in solving all those problems which threaten to destroy human civilization in our times. Thomas Carlyle was simply amazed as to how one man single-handedly could weld warring tribes and wandering Bedouins into a most powerful and civilized nation in less than two decades. Napoleon and Gandhi never tired of dreaming of a society along the lines established by this man in Arabia 14 centuries ago. You must know this man, the beloved Prophet Muhammad. May the peace of Allah be upon him. As-salamu alaykum.
Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
We continue here, and of course I just had a surprise guest. I know she was coming, but I didn't know she was bringing food and all this. We have Sister Mina, and today we get to see who Sister Mina is. Those of you, you know, when you watch TV, you would see Sister Mina. She was the first person that did, with her phone, a live link up when we were starting to read the TV station. So she had been listening to us for many, many, many years. Maybe we'd get her to come on the camera and talk a little bit. She never has failed me yet, so she's going to be here with us. As we continue with the program, we want to say thank you. And again, you know, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary as we wrap up the month of September. And 25 years is a lot. We've been on many stations. As you would hear in our promos, we were on CJMR 1320. We were on Chin Radio 1540 AM and 101.3 FM. We were on U97.5. We were on 103 FM. We were on 90.5. And, you know, over the years, those of you been listening, we use what we have as a blessing here to help. We work with many communities, many fundraising organizations, from Pakistan to Trinidad, Tobago, Guyana, earthquake, flood, whatever it might be. Parents asking for assistance for children, some seniors, not seniors, but older people we assisted with raising money for brain tumor and other things. And you, our viewers, our listeners, have responded always. And, you know, we just use the platform to share, but we give, I believe it's an opportunity for us to give and share. And when we make those appeals and partner up with others to raise funds, you always responded. So again, I'm just here to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And when people say, Richard, thanks, it's not really Richard, it's you. You, the viewers and the listeners who respond. And I just wanted to thank you. So we continue in with Shabnam Radio. And again, celebrating the birth anniversary of our beloved prophet. And I have a selection line up here. And, you know, you have a fellow stand up there. He's a tabla man. He's a song man. And he's putting on a big event coming up in December. I wish he could come in and help me, you know, operate this thing. This one, as we continue, again, Shireen and Izam, we want to thank you very much.
محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سردار محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سردار محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سردار محبت خود ہے خدا کو دید کی حضرت دید کی حضرت اللہ اللہ ان کی محبت خود ہے خدا کو دید کی حضرت دید کی حضرت خالق کے دل داد محمد خالق کے دل نبیوں کے سردار محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سردار محمد سراپا رحمت کامل ہو گئی آسان اس کی مشکل وہ ہے سراپا رحمت کامل ہو گئی آسان اس کی مشکل اس کی مشکل جس نے کہا ایک بات محمد جس نے کہا ایک بار نبیوں کے سرداد محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سرداد محمد پاک محبت نیک ارادے حق سے لیے بخشش کے وعدے بخشش کے وعدے پاک محبت نیک ارادے حق سے لیے بخشش کے وعدے بخشش کے وعدے امت کے غم بار محمد امت کے غم نبیوں کے سرداد محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سرداد محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سرداد محمد
Beautiful indeed, and I want to say thank you to all those who have been messaging us. Sandra Mungro, I want to say welcome to you, my sister, always, always, always calling and giving a word of encouragement and sharing. Well, we'll get to your birthday greetings coming up in a little bit, right, Sandra Gill? And again, you know, Sandra, when I talk about my sisters, this girl, like Sister Mina, they are not blood, but let me tell you something, they are the so very, very kind and loving to me. I grew up with five sisters, so I know the love. But boy, sometimes when they give me that extra love, I can't tell you how much it means to me. So having my sister Mina here, it means a lot. Let me see if we could bring her up a little bit on the thing. Here we go, Sister Mina. And of course, next to her is the star boy himself. Let me see if we could get their mics going. Here we go. Say something on our mic.
Check 1, 2.
Right. Sister Mina.
Sitaram.
You see? She's shy today, boy. Jai Sitaraman, welcome. So, Brother Darshan, first of all, I want to thank you for dropping by. Tell us, you have an event coming up. I know it's in December, but it's for a wonderful cause, raising some money for the Vishnu Mandir. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you for having us here, Richard. It's a pleasure being here. Also, it's so beautiful outside. You know, it's nice to be in company sometimes. We have our Gift of Life program, which supports the dialysis clinic in Guyana. It's on the 2nd of December, and we are having a concert and a comedy together on this program. Because we have had so many concerts and it's all singing, I decide to put a little laugh to it, you know, just change it a little bit so people, you know, will go home with a smile on their face. This support people who cannot afford to have the treatment in Guyana. Dr. Dubé has been trying for, you know, a long time to have everybody to get this service who cannot afford. So it comes to a point where there are so many people need it and the funds is running out. So we decide to give him the help. But how it happened is that we went to visit Guyana, and he was on the plane, so we asked him just to go and see, you know, for a tour. Myself and Sister Mina, my wife and her husband. When we reached there, and we go around, but when the door was open to the dialysis clinic, and you see those faces that's taking that treatment, it's like your heart just dropped for these people. Mm-hmm. And I overheard one of the girls, she was very young, probably, you know, just over 30, that required this service. And she cannot afford to pay for her, you know, treatment. So upon that time, then I turned to my wife, sister, and her husband. I said, you know, let's do something. Because, you know, I have the resources. I said, let's do a program. And our flight back, on our return flight back to Canada, we said, okay, we're going to do it. And that's how it all came about. I went, I spoke with the Toronto Arsamaj, they giving me the billing free. And then I went to Dr. Dubé. I says, I want to do this program. He gave me the okay to do it. So I start soliciting, and we're getting very good reception. And I have handed over, you know, the organizing to my sister and my wife, and they are doing all of these, why I book the band, and, you know, I look after that part. They're looking after the food tickets and all
that. And that's coming up in December?
December 2nd.
All right. So as we get there, we would be able to send, assist and get that the word out. Now we go to my sister, Mina. Jai Sitaraman. Welcome, my sister.
Sitaram, salam walaikum, my brother. And happy 25th anniversary to you. You are doing a wonderful, wonderful job, as always, helping the community. Regardless of what religion, race, or whatever, you are always there.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, you being here today, it means a lot. So you see what goes on behind the scene, running like a chicken without a head. And then we're trying to get the TV thing going with the camera and trying to get everything together. So I think we're off to a good start. And so those of you watching now, well, this is how we're doing it. And we're switching and we're doing Sister Mina and everything else. So if anybody would like to volunteer, please feel free to call me. I would look for some help. We'd like to have you come here. We could teach you. We could get you on camera. We could teach you the technical side of things. So Sister Mina, you heading out to now. You've been to many functions where Pandit Acharya would be in the audience or present, right?
Yes, we were very privileged to attend quite a few functions, weddings, yagnas, and strad work, and all of that. And he does excellent work. His reading is so well, like you enjoy listening to him, and He's very well known.
It was a shock. It was a shock when he heard about it,
like everybody else.
So you all are heading out to the Vishnu Mandir also?
Later this evening, we're going down to the Vishnu Mandir for the service they're having there for him.
Well, we were waiting, and I hope I didn't miss it when I was rushing to open the door, but we had someone from the Vishnu Mandir who was supposed to call in about an event coming up. So if anybody is listening, Chris Sukul, please ask the brother to give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to have him on with us on the program. Well, again, thank you very, very much. And I know, you know, whenever we call, we always ask you where you're cooking, and you're always showing us the pot, and you're always sharing with us. I saw you brought some goodies with us. You want to tell us what it is you have in store for?
I just made some chana, chickpeas. I made some pilori and some potato balls.
Wow.
For you, and I bake a cake.
Wow. You see? So if you're in the area, please feel free to drop by if you know where we are. We're expecting Subhash, the brother who is doing that fundraiser, and I know you were asking about it. Hopefully he would get here. Subhash, you see, this is the thing. You know, when people take us for granted. Last week, Subhash was supposed to come. He didn't come. He never called. Arrange again with him. Now, he's not being a bit fussy and making that fuss. But Subhash was supposed to be here since 1:30. Subhash, this time is very, very costly, my brother, and I have a lot to do. So bring your tail quick. We wait in. Come on, don't do this to me. We want to assist, and please, if you're running late, call and tell me. Because Sister Mina is one who have been helping with many. Your daughter did, she continued to do
the Muslim welfare. She did the food drive. We've been doing the food drive for the Shiva Mandir also. This year we didn't because of the things are so expensive. So we said we're giving it a break this year. Next year we are definitely going to be doing it again.
You know, more than ever people need to have now, and it's ready.
I'm going to try team up with Puneet this year to help him with his in December.
Right. And Subhash also, they're asking for used clothing, children clothes, and slightly used and new clothing. And I'm putting in a little extra appeal for those of you who want to help with some towels that we could send to Sri Lanka. But we continue here now with the program as we continue celebrating the birth anniversary. While we share some information about our beloved prophet, I wanted to play this next track. Compliments again, Shireen and Izam, and the children of Lazina and the late Abdul Aziz. +416 848 7772, the telephone number to reach us if you'd like to call. Feel free. If you have an event coming up, we'd love to hear from you. As we say hello and welcome, assalamu alaikum to Tony and Nadia listening to us all the way in Egypt. We're celebrating Anika's birthday also. Anika, happy birthday. Stay tuned, coming up, we have all the birthday requests to line up for you.
से जब हजरत आदम चले दिल में लेकर वो हजारों हम चले मुद्दतों टूटे नहीं अश्कों के तार यानी वो रोते रहे हजारों कतार जब शिवा होने लगा हर दो अलम रोते रोते दिल मोहम्मद की कसम और फरमाया कि ए परवरदिगार रहमतें तेरी हैं सब तेरे शुमार बख्श दे मुझको खुदाया बख्श दे सदक में प्यारे रसूल्लाह के हक ताला ने ये आदम से कहा तुमको क्यों कर इल्म अहमद का हुआ सब कहा आदम ने ए मेरे खुदा पहले ही दिन से मुझे मालूम था
तूने मिट्टी का एक पुतला बना, अपनी कुदरत से मुझे पैदा किया, रूह बख्शी आंख को दी रोशनी, तब तेरे दीदार की हसरत हुई। सर उठाकर देखा जब मस्कन तेरा, अर्श के खंभों पे लिखा हुआ, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। पढ़ के ये कलमा सरे अर्शे बरी, मेरे दिल को हो गया पूरा यकीन, ये यकीन खास कोई जात है, नाम जिसका लिखा तेरे साथ है, हक ताला उस घड़ी ये बोल उठा, सबसे अफजल और आला है यही, बाईसे तकलीफ की दुनिया है यही, सच में कहता हूँ नगर होते नबी, तुमको भी पैदा न करता मैं कभी, आज जवानों में अभी तुमने लिया, मैंने अपनी फजल का साया किया, मैंने बख्शा जाओ अब तुम खुश रहो, अब न कोई अपने दिल में गम करो, ये अजल का नूर भी क्या खूब है, नाम दे अहमद मुझे मंजूर है। कह रहा है तुमसे ये परवरदिगार, जाते जाते फिर सुना दो एक बार, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। बाबा आदम ने जनाबे इससे ये नसीहत दी नबी के वास्ते, जिक्र करना जब भी इल्लाह का, नाम ले लेना रसूलुल्लाह का, क्योंकि उनके नाम से वाकिफ हूँ मैं, फानिये इस्लाम से वाकिफ हूँ मैं, जब मुझे अल्लाह ने पैदा किया तब वहाँ मैं हर तरफ घूमा फिरा, आसमानों में नहीं ऐसा मकान, जिस जगह लिखा न हो अहमद का नाम, और जन्नत में भी बाहर पे जली, मैंने देखा लिखा है नामे नबी, पेड़ के पत्तों पे लिखा है ये नाम, गुरों के सीने पे लिखा है, जब फरिश्ता देखा कोई अर्श पर, मैंने हैरत से चेहरे पर नजर, दरमियों में दोनों आंखों के मिला, नाम लिखा अहमद मुख्तार का, यही नाशाद आदम ने कहा, दो जहां में है नबी का तस्करा, इसलिए है लख्ते दिल है नूरी चश्म, ये नसीहत कर रहे हैं तुझसे हम, जिस्म में तेरे रहे जब तक ये जान, बस यही कलमा रहे विर्दे जुबान, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह, मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह, मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह।
And don't forget, there are many programs planned for this weekend, or in fact continue next week, for the celebration of the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And again, we want to welcome all those on the internet watching and joining us on Facebook. Sister Mina, we have family now in Trinidad, in Guyana listening. And by the way, you want to say hello to your friend in England, Suzanne.
Yeah.
So go ahead, you have some family in which part of the Guyana are they listening to us?
East Coast, Lusignan.
Okay, let me put you on so they could see you. Go ahead. So you have to take over. You want to go on holiday, you need to come and fill in for me, you know what I mean?
Well, hello there, all the foreigners listening. To Susan in England, hello. Hope you're listening today. And to my sister Chandra, my niece, Nalini, she just left on Thursday and went back. We missed you very much, and we had a really great time with you over here. And hope you guys are all enjoying the program. As usual, Richard always does a great job.
Well, Nalini, she was your niece who was here. It was at the Science Center of Ontario,
yes,
please, right?
And
she was listening. Yeah. So you see now, because of you, we have some new listeners in Guyana.
Of course.
East Coast. When you say East Coast, which part on the East Coast?
Lusignan.
Lusignan. So yeah. Nalini and all those in Lusignan want to say welcome. And let me play a tune for you here. Now, compliments, Sister Mina. Are we going to turn it up a little bit now? As we say hello to Jean DeCastro. Zahir, my brother, thank you. Hey, brother Arif, thank you, my brother, brother Arif. Let's go, he said. Let me go, boy. Chandra Ratti. Perfect. That's her. Namaste. Rosetta, out of Tropical Night, my sister. Jean DeCastro sending condolences. My brother Lake Ram Ram Prasad. Uncle Lakey, we need to have you on one of these chairs here. Thank you. Nanda Maharaj, Miss Sunshine, welcome. You know Nanda? You have to meet Nanda. Nanda is a nice lady. Hey, help us spread the word, shabdamradio.com. We are live right now on CaribbeanShowtime.com. We are on your television and all IPTV boxes and on Facebook. Help us spread the word. Hey, we have some birthday greetings going out to Anjani. Anjani Lala, how are you doing, my sister? Well, we understand you were in Vancouver, not sure if you're back in Ontario. But we heard it's your birthday. On behalf of Sandra, your friend, and her kids, want to wish you first and foremost a happy, happy birthday. Hey, Sister Angie. Hope you're having a good time. I haven't heard from you for a while. But your son, Andrew Lala, that is the big promoter that does all the martial and all of that. SOS sending lots of love his entire team. Not forgetting your loving husband, Mr. Lala. Your in-laws and all of us here at Caribbean Showtime, Shabnam Radio, Sandra, Mungru and her family wishing you a happy, happy birthday. So Sister Mina, you have somebody you want to send some greetings? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Support nephew Abhinash Ramnarayan. He is like a son to us. We were parents when he got married. We were his parents. And happy birthday to you today as you celebrate. Wishing you a lifetime of joy and happiness always. And also to another cousin of Perth, Rajesh. Happy birthday to you from all of us. Have a wonderful day.
Yana, Pert, we have to recruit her, you know. You know, Pert is there. That's her loving Pert, as she keeps saying. So how about dedicate her love song for the boy now?
Well, as usual, you know, I always ask you to play Kabhi Kabhi for him.
All right. So we have to get
so
into
I gotta
that.
Go searching for that one,
yeah,
for me.
Okay. It's Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. And we're taking your calls at 416-848-7772.
Ye dil ko mila hai sirf tujhe pyar karne ke liye.
The Unstoppable Junior.
सोचा भी नहीं था ऐसा हाल होगा इश्क में
and repost on SoundCloud.
Okay, so listen, we need your help. Okay, guys, help us spread the word. We are trying to get as much viewers as we could. So please, next week we'll be on Rogers and Bell, but right now we're on your Facebook. We're on www.caribbeanshowtime.com. And Sandra Gill, you have me blushing. Thank you, my sister. And let me know if my sister Anjani is on. Anjani Lal. So do me a favor, hit the like, hit the share button for us, please. So, you know, Sabo, you're beating up the table and things there. So, you have a group that you brought together for this event, for the temple, for the fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about the group. How many people and who you recruited so far?
Well, we have, I have my own band, in fact. There is...
What's the name of the band, first of all?
The band name is Swaranjali.
Swaranjali, okay.
Yeah. So... what we do is we recruit a lot of young adults who have, you know, good talent, and we like to put them out on stage and let them have some experience. Of course, we have our own members, but every time we play, we try to get somebody who would like to go on stage and perform. So if we could have, every time we play, we could have, you know, 2-3 new young adult to come, we hopefully they'll keep up singing or playing an instrument,
giving them the exposure.
Yes, we would like to. So instead of them going and do other things, you know, they could have a nice music session home, inviting their friends and family. So as we go by, that's why this band was being formed.
Okay, so Samina, you want to tell us something? This is part of the organization. The Shiva Mandir is helping out there.
Yes. When we came back and we spoke with Pandit Lekram Tiwari and we told him what we would like to do, Bhai Darshan approached him. He was 150% into this and he said, let's go ahead and do it. So Shiva Mandir is there at the top of this and we're just helping
out. Well, of course, it's a great effort indeed. And, you know, dialysis, we all have people, somebody we know suffering with it. So it's a great adventure, and of course we want to stand by and support you. And anybody else you want to shout out quickly?
Oh, and I'm glad you're looking on and listening, and Nalini and Chandra. Richard is trying to pronounce your name, but it was a little bit too...
What's your last name?
Chandra Rati Tuldas.
See, I show you your partner, you can't say that name. Chandra Rati
Tuldas.
Tuldas. Well, sister, welcome.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening, as always, to Richard.
चार कदम पे तुम थे दो चार कदम पे हम थे दो चार कदम पे तुम थे दो चार कदम पे हम थे
दो चार कदम ये लेकिन तामीरों से क्या कम थे
फिर उस पे कदम कदम पे दिल का डोलना हाय डोलना कब तक चुप बैठे अब तो कुछ है बोलना कुछ तुम बोलो कुछ हम बोले ओ टोलना
You're in tune to the Bollywood in the Six mixtape.
Okay, so he is finally here, my brother Subhash. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. How are yourself?
Well, waiting for you, getting a little bit anxious because, you know, last week you didn't show up. And then today we supposed to start at 1:30. We had a couple more interviews to set up. So stay with us as we come back. We'll be speaking to Subhash. Well, he is from an organization that is doing a lot of work around the globe, but he's focusing on zeroing in on Sri Lanka. And that's coming up in a little bit. So stay with us. Hey, Chris Sukul, if you could please help us, and the brother from the day, Vishnu Mandir, if you could call us, please.
And I'm going to invite you guys to come out October 22, the Pavali Jalsa. Oh yeah, that's right, brought to you by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha. Get the tickets right now, it's only $40. Me and my crew, the 160 BPM from New York, is going to be in the building alongside the amazing artists. Omishani Wave Band, Vishnu Boys Tasa Group, Fiona Singh from New York, Natasha Sundar, and some other artists from Canada. Yo, you guys don't want to miss this. I heard they're going to be crowning a Diwali Queen. And I heard there's going to be a prize for the best waist-breaking chutney dancer. That's right, folks. Forget about the rest. Come and listen to the best. Yours truly, alongside the 160 BPM crew, is going to be in the building. I better suck to your marriage. I don't want to get in there. Get him! Toronto, Canada.
The Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha invites you to their grand Deepavali Jalsa on Saturday, October 28th at the National Banquet Hall in Mississauga. Featuring the beautiful Fiona Singh, Damien Sukram, Omesh and the Wave Band, Sunil Patel, Ashwini, Mala Hari Prasad, Nadira Singh, Shalini Chan, Janvi Samaru, Vishnu Ramnarayan, Vanita Singh, Vishnu Tasagru, dancers from the Footsteps Dance School, Divinity Dance Academy, and Marissa Beku, emceed by none other than Mr. Roshan Shucharan, Pavali Pageant and the crowning of Miss Deepavali 2023. Tickets are $40 early bird. Contact Pandit Jay Tiwari at 647-852-9130.
Well, you heard Pandit earlier on the program, and he is excited as we are about this big event coming up for Deepavali Jalsa. There are many Diwali shows coming up, boy, and I tell you, the excitement is building. You know, this time of the year, we feel that vibes, and that's why I like to do on this program. When I started this program, I was suggested to that, bring Eid and Diwali as if it was Christmas, so people could hear on the airways while they do their shopping and cleaning and all that. And that time again is coming up, so Diwali is coming up very, very soon. I want to say welcome to my brother, Subhash. Subhash, welcome to Shabnam Radio. We had you on the television last time. We talked to you a little bit on the program here. But we wanted to get a sense of what is needed now and how we can get our community to work with you to get you the relief for those individuals that you're working for. First of all, welcome to the program, and if you could tell us a little bit about the name of the organization and how we can help.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Richard, and also thank you so much for all the audience, and thanks for giving me the opportunity. My name is Subhash Sundaraj. Originally, I'm from Sri Lanka, living in Canada for the past 33 years. And my organization is called World Action Foundation. And World Action Foundation doing a lot of work in Toronto, and also mainly I'm focusing right now in Sri Lanka. Even in Sri Lanka, even though I want to do the entire Sri Lanka, but currently I'm focusing on one community which is left India 200 years ago by British, and it's exactly 200 years now, and that's the most needed community in the entire Sri Lanka. So I'm just working towards to uplift that community. That's what I'm doing right now.
And that community, as we talked about before, it has been almost forgotten. And they're now celebrating their 200th anniversary since they came. So tell us a little bit of background as to how these individuals came to India and how they ended up on the highlands or the mountains.
What happened in 1823, those days, British was ruling India and pretty much many countries. And it was slavery those days, so British took a lot of people as slaves to all over the world. And that's how West Indies got a lot of people left India. They moved to West Indies. I mean, the British took them as slaves. And also South Africa, Reunion, Mauritius, Singapore, Malaysia, Sri Lanka. And even last week that I noticed, the Excellency of the Guyanese President was talking about, Dr. Mohammed Rehfan Ali was talking about the slave and the injustice that happened to, that's 200 years, so it cannot be forgotten. This is the most horrible thing in humankind has happened. I totally agree with the President. And what happened when British left 1948, and those people was in Sri Lanka, didn't add any rights. And 1823, British took these people from South India to Sri Lanka to growing teas. And those days, no tea in Sri Lanka. It's all mountains. No tea, no coffee, no rubber. And these people they taken from India by boat. And a lot of people even died while they're traveling to Sri Lanka. A lot of big ships were sank. And we know Titanic, but before Titanic, there are hundreds of thousands of people died in the Indian Ocean when they moved from India to Sri Lanka. And 1948, Sri Lanka got the freedom. And then what happened, very first thing, in 1953, what happened, the Sri Lankan government said these slaves came from India, they don't belong here, they have to go back to India. And they deported more than millions of people, they deport back. It never happened in the human history. After they contributed to a country so much, they sweat and blood and energy, everything to the country, and they've been deported back, right? And that's injustice. And those is okay, 100 years ago it's happened. What about today? Even today, this marginalized community don't have a basic access to studies and no basic proper housing. And also houses they're living, and most of them don't have an address. There's no number in the houses. It built 100 years ago. It's built by British for horses, and that's how still a lot of people living.
Well, I know in the Caribbean we had something called barracks, and the way I saw it when I you gave me some background information, they would like 10 by 10 rooms, and pretty much when I look at it, it reminded me of the barracks that the indentured servants lived in the Caribbean. And they still live under these conditions.
Exactly. 10 by 10, not one person. Sometimes there are 10 people living in the 10 by 10 room. And when the rainy season, there's leaks inside, no proper, no sanitization, no proper water system, nothing. And even this 21st century, and, they're given their blood and the sweat and the hard working to the country, still they've been marginalized, and I'm from that part of the community. And I want to make a change. I want to make sure there's no more child labor in this tea estate community. And every cup of, the best cup of tea comes from Ceylon, which is now Sri Lanka, right? Behind every cup of tea that we're enjoying, there's a sweat and blood and tears. That's what they're drinking from the Ceylon tea. And I want to make sure this modern slavery end, and they get the freedom. And still now, they don't even own a piece of land. They don't own it. And the house they live, and it's not theirs, right? And even, I won't even call it his house, just a 10 by 10, like it's good for the horses, but the human being living there.
Well, we were asking, and if we could bring some attention and relief. Now, we were asking if we could get some slightly used clothing, especially, I think, during the summertime, wrapping up or finished now. We have brightly colored T-shirts and children clothing that we could send to those less fortunate in Sri Lanka. But if you could put together some new children clothing even, that would be perfect. We're also asking for children's shoes, because come next year, those clothes and shoes wouldn't fit the children, the summer wear. So if you could afford that, please, we'd like to send it. While I'm asking right now publicly, Jean Dikashwan Lapakan, Jean, communicate with us on by messenger. If you could confirm if you would be able to hold a barrel as you have done in the past, and we can use your address as a drop-off point. We can use here our studios as a drop-off point, and we'd get to where some of you could drop off. But we're asking, today we are launching that drive, the end of summer clothing drive. So use clothing for children, slightly used or new, and also new, brand new towels. If you could afford some towels, a towel could be used by many members of the community or in a household, that is. So if you could assist us with some towels, and this is part of our 25th anniversary. This is the way we are choosing to celebrate. Now, Sri Lanka is not part of the Caribbean, and although I am from Trinidad, we always help Pakistan, India, and the people of this village, this mountain people, as they are called, needs our help. There are many ways we can help also. So non-perishable food items, right? You talk about that.
Definitely, yeah. That's also a great idea. And mostly, what I really want to do, I want to make sure these kids get education in Sri Lanka, the tea estate community. You see, today, we all thriving all over the world because of the education, right? And that's how even a lot of people moving from India, they have good education, they get good job. And I want to make sure these tea estate community kids get good education, right? So even if they can visit worldaction.ca website, there are a lot of kids there waiting for a sponsor. If anyone can just sponsor the kids, that'll be great, because what happens, every dollar they donate, it goes directly to the family, and they can get the education. I always believe, instead of giving a fish, teach them how to catch a fish. The same way, as long as they get good education, they're hardworking, smart people, we have to give opportunities to study, give them access to studies. And everything's help, even like you said, any used material or any food item, yes, definitely, they're allowed to have it. That's a great, great help. Yes, they can drop off at the radio station or any other retail store, wherever you're recommending is fine. Or mainly, if they can sponsor a kid, that'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they also can donate. And also, what I'm doing right now, recently that I announced, after 200 years, and this tea estate community don't have a proper housing system, nothing. So what I'm doing, I said to them, I'm adopting one tea estate. There's about more than 200 family. I want to make sure at least in that tea estate, a completely modern estate, there's no slavery. Everyone should have a proper house, library, community center, and a daycare, and a preschool, and like everything, even a hospital. Whatever, everything that we have, we enjoying today, at least one estate should have it, one tea estate community. And that can be the example for other leaders or other people to look for it and make another one, right? So I'm even reaching out to all the even Sri Lankan embassy, like UK embassy in Sri Lanka and the French embassy and the United States embassy in Sri Lanka, ask them to build each house and put their flag. Make sure that, be part of the history. Let's build, this is 200 years, this is not the year to celebrate. This is the year to talk about the pain that we these people went through and going through, and let's make a change. Let's stop talking. Enough awareness, let's do something, let's take an action, at least build houses for each family in that one tea estate and make an example. Nothing is impossible. Just keep talking, it's not going to solve any problem.
All right.
So I came forward.
Stop talking now then, and let's make some action.
Thank you.
We want to, and I mean you have a lot of plans. If I leave you would go on, and there are many good ideas. But right now, we wanted to ask and see how we can get this part of the program going. We have we'll continue to support you and give you the effort. But for now, let's zero in on the summer, end of summer drive.
Yes.
We're asking for children, lightly use or new clothing.
Yes.
Shoes, if you have the children, shoes, you can replace the old lace if it's broken, wrap it together, clean them up, and send it to us. Is that okay? That's what we discussed before.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Right. So going forward for the next couple of months, we are asking, or let's say a month. In the month of October, we would use 4 weeks to help get as much clothing and towels and children's shoes as we can. We would continue, and I promise, to create some ads where we could encourage people to visit your website, and if there are any other ways we can do. But for this month of October, can we agree then that we are asking for slightly used children clothing, adult clothes also if there is,
yes,
and if we could get the shoes and towels. Could that be the first step that we could take on this program?
Definitely, yes.
Now, the website, because people want to learn more about the organization, you are a non-profit charitable organization. You have a charitable status, correct?
That's right, yes.
You are allowed to issue tax receipts.
Anything over $20, definitely we can issue the tax receipt, yes.
And yes, we'd have him back again on this program, because he's doing great work and we are partnering with him to give him all the support and encouragement that he so desperately needs. He has been reaching out to the Chinese, the Canadian. He has been working very, very hard, and we are pledging our support for you, my brother. And again, we are asking. So if there are any places in the Scarborough area we can make arrangement, Sister Mina, I know she was asking about it, and we already have a couple of people willing to give. So we'd ask one of our sponsors, Jazz Supermarket, if we could get a barrel there, and if we could get Leparkin, and we could from time to time go empty the barrels and see what we can do. After that, we could see about doing something for the canned foods, non-perishable. So if anybody have canned food even, we'd love to, because you have been shipping to Sri Lanka.
That's right, yes, yes.
So again, we want to thank you very much, brother, for your efforts and what you've been doing. You know, may God go with you and continue to bless you. We need more people like you, and we are ready and standing by you. Anything you'd like to add, please give out the website, your phone number, where you can be reached.
Yes, definitely. The website, worldaction.ca, www.worldaction.ca, that's the website. And my phone number, 416-806-4567. You can reach out anytime, 416-806-4567. And my email address, subhash@worldaction.ca. I have an office in Scarborough, and you can reach out to me anytime. And even if anybody want to go, anybody in India or Sri Lanka wanted to go, I can make arrangement that you can able to go and see this tea estate community, how they're living and their conditions.
Well, thank you very much. And if you, as promised, could provide us with some video material, we would be able to share it on television to bring that cause closer to the people here in Canada and at home. Well, thank you very much. One more time, the website and your phone number.
Website, worldaction.ca. My phone number, 416-806-4567.
Well, thank you very much, Subhash, and we ask you, encourage you, please visit his website. And again, we're making an appeal. If you'd like to get more information, you can call me or message me after the program, 416 416-832-7293, 416-832-7293. We will be able to make arrangement and collect as much slightly used clothing, children clothing, and new, brand new towels if you could, and shoes used and new also for the kids. 416-832-7293. Please give us a call and we'll be able to put you in touch with Subhash. And we continue here on Shabdam Radio.
मौसम सुहाने थे इस दिल दीवाने पे वीरानी सी थी छाई आप आए बहार
आए। As we celebrate her 70th birthday, happy birthday going out to Miss Anjali Lala. Hey, happy birthday on this birthday. We want to wish you all the best. God's choices, blessing from your son Andrew. Not forgetting your loving husband, Mr. Lala, the in-laws, Sandra, and your best neighbor, Sandra Mungu, and her family, wishing you a happy birthday.
आपका ही था सबको इंतजार आपका ही था सबको इंतजार आपके लिए सब पे बेकरार हवाएं घटाएं फिजाएं बागों में झूलों ने ली झूम के अंगड़ाई आप आए बाहर आए ओ मौसम सुहाने पे इस दिल दीवाने पे वीराने सी थी छाई आप आए बाहर आए ढोलक में ताल है पायल में छन छन में कोरी है तेरे में साजन जहाँ भी ये जाए बहारे ही छाए ये खुशियाँ ही पाए मेरे दिल में दुआ दी है मेरे यार की शादी है मेरे यार की शादी है ढोलक में ताल है पायल में छन छन घट में कोरी है तेरे में साजन जहाँ भी ये जाए बहारे ही छाए ये खुशियाँ ही पाए मेरे दिल में दुआ दी है मेरे यार की शादी है मेरे यार की शादी है मेरे यार
And we want to say hello to Krishnadat Jagannath on the Danforth. Bollywood in the Six, compliment DJ Navi and the Unstoppable. But right now we want to break away from that one as we say happy birthday to Anjali Lala. Happy birthday. Anjali Lala, happy birthday from all of us here at Shabdam Radio Caribbean Showtime. If you're celebrating a birthday, well, crank up the volume.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, we are live on Facebook. We want to say hello to all our Facebook listeners, viewers, and of course on www.caribbeanshowtime.com.